CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Friday morning, sex talk on CliffCentral.com with John T. Searle, and we are live at Sexpo at the Sandton Convention Center this morning. And I love my intro music, and it's so funny because around us is so much noise and so much hype and so many amazing people for everything that's happening today. You guys gotta come to the Sandton Convention Center. There is so much awesome stuff here. And we're going to talk to a whole lot of people about what they are doing at Sexpo so you can get an idea of what you can come and see here. So sitting with me is Amanda from Fun Parties.
So much fun parties.
So much fun. See, that's even better than fun.
Absolutely.
Because you can have so much more fun.
So much fun.
What do you do at the parties, Amanda? Like, does everybody take their clothes off?
Oh, no.
Is it that kind of a party? What kind of a party is it?
No, so Jonty, I've been doing adult toy parties for over 12 years, and I've been teasing, pleasing, and enticing women all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so we do an adult toy party where we explain all the adult toys, how they work, so nobody looks like a lemon when they get home, and they know exactly where to put the batteries and where to put the toy. We do imported lingerie, and we also do lingerie parties only for people who just want something tame. And then I have a party which is just a talk, fun games and shooters, and it doesn't have any toys for people who just don't want any toys. Maybe the grandparents are going to be at the bachelorette. And we have bare butt boys. We hire out dancers. And, of course, my business has grown into emceeing and also doing corporate talks where we empower women how to take their sensuality back and how to become a yummy mummy, not just a mummy.
Okay. That's really important, you know, because
yes.
So many relationships suffer when people have children and they don't understand the importance of sensuality and sexuality and keeping their relationship as lovers alive.
Absolutely. We were just talking about that when I arrived, and that's so important. You know, mummies just slot into this role. Well, you meet this guy, your first 2 years of dating, you can't get through the kitchen without ripping each other's clothes off. And then you progress to having children and the evolution begins. And then it's you need more money, you need to work harder, no time for anybody, and even less time for yourself. And it's really important because I have a motto that I believe in, and that is happy mommy, happy home.
Mm.
And so if mommy is happy and taking care of herself, both, you know, and physically how she looks, taking some time out to do her nails and her hair, but more importantly looking after her and her partner, the relationship will last longer. And most relationships break down because we start to neglect our partner and it's only about the children.
Yeah, because I get to see a lot of people who've gotten to that point.
You do.
And then they want to kind of, how do we recover from this? So the interesting thing, or one of my big soapboxes, is learn a whole lot of things before. Learn the importance of your relationship. Learn the importance of the intimacy, connection, pleasure. Then you don't have to get to that point. So it's like prevention is better than cure kind of approach.
John T, you're absolutely right. And so many times, you know, people come to me at parties and say, you know, my partner just doesn't care anymore, or we have no sex anymore. Mm. And the same way I explain to them, the man always lights the briar. The woman has to make the effort to get the sensuality and sexuality going in the bedroom. And it's one of those things we have to work at, and we have to always keep interesting and fun. And, you know, most men actually start to look around at other women, not because of anything else, but they've actually become unfulfilled and they don't feel yeah. needed anymore. And if we always make our partner feel loved, wanted, and special, there's no reason for them to look around. My fiance and I, we have date nights every single Wednesday, and every Friday we go out to dinner, just us, but we have the perfect balance. There's time for work, there's time for our children, and there's time for family. And it's so important to put your stilettos on and your fishnets and your crotchless panties and go out for a night, just you and your partner, and connect again. We don't do it enough.
That's really, really important. And guys, if you want to put on stilettos and crotchless panties, that's absolutely fine as well, because we'd love to see that. I think Levinson does that occasionally. I don't know what he does at home. What he does at home, I don't know. That even in my wildest imaginations, it comes close. So, interestingly, in South Africa, are the parties expanding into different groups of people?
You know, in the beginning it was mainly bachelorettes, and now I see absolutely every ethnic group. Some of my best parties are the people who you would never have expected to book a party, and that's what I love. When I first started doing these parties, I would have a room of 20 people, and I would not talk to the puppy in the corner because I was so embarrassed she was there. And the loudmouth on the other side of the room who made the most noise bought nothing.
Absolutely.
You know the deal.
Absolutely.
And the person who never said boo to a goose, never looked you in the eyes, came and spent 4,000 rand with you. And that's what I love about my parties. You absolutely can't prejudge.
Yeah, that's I've learned that over the years as well. And so the interesting thing about having grannies and things around, because I give talks at quite a lot of bachelorette parties.
Mm.
So sometimes we'll teach women about their G-spots, but very often they want to learn about how to give an awesome blowjob or a hand job or things like that. And it's really interesting when you have a whole range of families, like you have generations there, two or three generations at a party.
At my, I think it was the second party I'd ever done 12 years ago, somebody brought their granny and I wanted to die. Yeah. And then I realized that their granny had had more sex than all of us in the room, so
that's
I needed
right.
to stop worrying about granny. And it's true. And at the end, this young girl said, "I'm buying my granny a vibrator." So I said, "Well, all right then." And the granny said, "Well, if she's buying me one of those, I think I need some lubricants."
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, "Dearie, do you know what lubricant's for?" And I was still so fresh and I hadn't had anyone ask me a question yet and I wanted to die. And I said, "I think so." And she said, "Lubricants, when you have children, you put it on the doorknobs and they never walk in on you."
That's it. Yeah, I remember a moment. I was in my early 20s. My grandmother was living with us. Late at night, I was watching a porn movie in the lounge, and all of a sudden, I turn around and she's standing there.
Oh, my word.
And she didn't have her glasses on, so she's kind of squinting at the screen. And this was in the days of videos.
Oh, my word.
So I'm like looking for the remote to try and stop this thing, and she's looking and she's saying, "What are you watching? What are you watching?" And I said, "Nothing, just a movie." And eventually she works out what it is. And she said, "Oh, these are so boring. I've seen so many of them."
Oh, she's absolutely right.
And we think that, and older people are amazingly sexual and sensual.
Absolutely. And you know, people are living longer. More and more people are living to over 100. Did you know that we've got about 15,000 people in this country who are living, who are over 100 years old?
I never knew that.
And people are retiring at 60 thinking that they've just got a few more years left, or 70, and they don't realize they've got another 30 years left. And so you know what I keep saying to my customers? You don't want the same boring sex, the same missionary position for the next 40, 50 years. You might as well get a toy, spice up your life, because you're going to be around for a long, long time.
Absolutely. Because a lot of people at that age, they've been through so much together. So there's this amazing level of acceptance of each other, of their bodies, that it becomes an amazing time of exploring.
Absolutely.
Because of that, just that acceptance and the relaxation into who they are, and they can be fully with each other.
You know, Jonty, I think with age comes maturity, and you get over the dolphin sex stage. Mm. You know, the dolphin sex stage where somebody touches you here and you go, uh-uh, and he touches you here and say, uh-uh, and he touches you here and say, uh-uh. When you're older, you literally say, "This is what I like, touch me here, I love it when you do this, don't waste your time with this." And we have a more mature approach about sex, and there's, you actually take a man on a tour of your body and you show him what you like, instead of letting him fumble his way when he's in his 20s and he's never ever on that spot, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, because I'm going next week to swim with dolphins as part of the retreat we're running in Mozambique.
Awesome.
Your dolphin imitation needs a little bit of work.
I don't have much dolphin sex, so I haven't had to practice.
So it needs just a little bit of work.
Yeah, so I have to tell you a great story. I was at a bridal show 2 weeks ago, and this lady came up and I said, "When are you getting married?" And she said, no, I had my bachelorette 11 years ago. It was just the best fun ever." And I said, "Really, what did you do?" She said, no, we did the adult toys." I said, "Fabulous, where was it?" She said, "In Midrand. In fact, I was talking about my bachelorette last night. I talk about it all the time." I said, "Well, that's how it should be." And I said, and in Midrand, who hosted it for you?" She said, "Pepe." And I pulled out my phone and I said, "Here's Pepe's number. Big shout out to Pepe if you're listening, babe." And I said, "Here's Pepe's number. I did your bachelorette party." And she said, "Oh my word, it was you." And the fact that she is still talking about her party 11 years later made me really feel fantastic.
That's awesome when it can have that kind of impact.
Yeah,
that's really
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So why is it important for you to be at Sexpo?
You know, Jonty, first of all, it's a great place to meet loads of people. I'm branding my business. I love to do parties, and obviously we want to be busier. And it's a great, you know what I enjoy about being at Sexpo is the interaction at my stand. And our goal at our stand is to be informative and interactive, that when people leave Sexpo, I want them to walk away saying, I actually didn't know that about this or that. I want them to walk away with a pearl of information that they didn't know before they got here. So it's a little bit about education and also about meeting people, booking more fun parties, and having an awesome time.
The education is really important. And I know people who ask so many questions about toys, and unfortunately, a lot of people who sell toys are not able to answer them properly.
They just sell toys.
Yeah.
Mm, absolutely.
And that's so important to be able to give them that information.
100%.
Yeah. So as part of your parties, do you do that?
We do lots of... So every single toy that we talk about, we educate how they work, where it touches. We talk about how to reach the G-spot, how to orgasm, why men orgasm at different times to women, why they struggle to orgasm together. So part of our talk is fun, and we talk about the toys, but a lot of education. It's quite important.
Because so much of sex is myth and misinformation and misunderstanding, 100%. And that's what we start having sex with.
And you know what else, Dante? People come to my parties, and there's some broken people. There's people who don't know how to orgasm, their partner doesn't know where to touch them, they don't know where their G-spot is, and also they're not having any sex at home. And so what I really enjoy about my parties is, I always say this, is we empower people, we make them feel worthy again, and we teach them to go and take their sexuality back with their partner, and we teach them whatever's going wrong at home, they can come and ask me personally, it doesn't have to be in front of the whole room. But they leave there feeling a little bit better about themselves, and that it's not only their problem, their fault, but we kind of teach them how to address it. So there's a lot of private consultation that goes on, and I enjoy that. I enjoy knowing that I've left somebody feeling a little bit better or knowing something they didn't know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Amanda, what's your website?
SoMuchFun.co.za.
Thank you so much for coming to chat with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you have a wonderful day at Sexpo.
It's going to be rocking, and thank you for having me, and enjoy riding with the dolphins.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'll chat with you when you're back.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Jonty.
That's just awesome. Thank you, Amanda. So we're going to have a chat now with a good friend of mine who has been involved in Sexpo for a long, long time from a totally different point of view, from the back end, the what happens behind the scenes, setting Sexpo up, and particularly the audiovisual, the electronic side of it, the internet side of it, because Sexpo has moved into the digital age big time. Morning, Dean.
Good morning to you, Jonty. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I'm at Sexpo. I'm happy.
Oh, aren't we all?
It's awesome, man.
We just love it, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's like family being with you because...
Well, you know, 9 years later.
Absolutely, which is really, really awesome. So tell me a little bit about, like, when does the setup for Sexpo start for you? When does the preparation start?
Preparation pretty much starts for us close to about 3 to 4 months beforehand. We start looking at how we're going to do it, what we're going to be putting onto main stage that blends together with the look and feel. We start with the designing of the stage because every year we have something very, very different. It's been a motto that we've had for a very, very long time to make sure that people actually experience something new, bigger and better every single year. And that we don't have the same old boring stuff that comes through.
Because then why should people come and see us?
Yeah, I mean, we got to encourage people that there are something new, there's new different things that are coming through. The entertainment is different on stage as well. Bringing from having hypnotists to solo acts to having all sorts of things that are coming through there. And that also we start close in about 3 to 4 months trying to actually establish what do we do on that stage and what do we put it on. And also the quality of the show that's got to be on that stage at the same time. So we get very involved with even the rehearsals and the castings of the people that come into it because we've got a motto around it. We've got to have high quality stuff on that main stage. And from there we start bringing into the design elements of the stage as well.
I think that's incredible because the organization that you and your company, it's fantastic. And it makes what we do as exhibitors here, so what I do in the theater and in the workshops, the talks that we give, it makes it so easy for us where we walk in and we know everything's done.
Yeah, for the lounge, you know, a lot of things for like the lounges and that, we also try and get involved there with the guys who assist them in what they wanted to do because various lounges have got different aspects that they need in every lounge of what they want to do and how they want to do that. So we try and get involved with a lot of guys, just like we've been involved with you for quite a while now. We know what you guys want and how you want to and what you want to get out of that lounge for your audience at the same time. So it's quite important for us to be listening to you guys as well in order to actually bring out the best in Sexpo. And by you guys doing that, people are enjoying what's in the lounges.
And how long before the actual show do you start setting up?
We, like for instance now, we actually came in on Saturday already. We started with the stage, we started with the main stage, getting all of that in. We start pre-programming all the lighting and things like that. Then after that, we start moving into the lounge, which normally takes us about a good 2 days to actually do the lounges, because there's a lot of elements and there's a lot of little things that people need. And I think that's why they've always enjoyed working with us, because we listen to the little things that they need, from having a light lighting up that, or having a light behind a swimming pool, that in their eyes is important, and we've got to listen to that. So, yeah, it is between, you know, 3 to 4 days that we pull in here, and we start getting the stuff up and running, which is quite important to us, because we've got a lot of rehearsals that we run on main stage.
Yeah,
they're
long days, those.
Yeah, very, very long days. And, you know, the artists and the dancers and all that put a lot of effort in, because they've actually got to get used to their placings on main stage in order to get the full aspect on and the interaction with the client, the customers that are on that floor as well.
And the breakdown, how long does that take? Because if it takes 4 or 5 days to set this up, then the breakdown...
Yeah, look, the breakdown can really, really vary depending on how we set up our crews and how we sort of split the teams up. But on average, it could take us between about 5 to 6 hours. We work pretty quick.
Yeah, because I know the breakdown has to be quick, because other exhibitions come into the venue space.
Yeah, I mean, like for instance, when we finish on Saturday night, we've got a crew of probably close to about 18 people coming in, and we break them up into two teams, and we've pretty much got to be out there by pretty much, I think, 6 o'clock in the morning. But you know, we try and work safely as well, because Sexpo's always had a motto being safe with the exhibitors and the lounges and all that. It's you know, we work pretty quick when we get it. I think what comes up comes down very quickly as well.
Yeah. Sex is the same. Sometimes takes a long time to get up.
Yeah, we know that.
It comes down very, very quickly. And for some people, it's quite an anticlimax at the top of that.
Yeah,
so that's what you guys got to come learn about, is how to have the most awesome sex. A question, because you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Why is Sexpo important to you?
You know, I think it's something that, because when Sexpo started, I think it's a fun brand. It's something that we've always enjoyed being involved with. And as the years have gone by, we've got more involved. We've got more involved in a lot more of the production. We've got more involved in looking at the dancers, the elements on the stage and all that. When we first sort of started, it was really just around the technical. For me, Sexpo has become a bit of a close thing for me, because I enjoy the brand, I enjoy the show. It's a bit different to sort of what my company does when we do corporates. Corporates are very strict. They only sort of abide by this, and we've got to do that, we've got to do that. Where Sexpo, we've got a little bit more creativity. We can have fun doing Sexpo at the same time. My crew loves doing Sexpo. We have guys that literally actually ask us, can we come work on Sexpo, because they enjoy it. And I don't think it's anything to do with that sex or such. They just enjoy it because of it being such a cool brand. And I think that's what it brings through in terms of my passion, being running Sexpo for nine years now. I think I'm sitting on about 30 to 35 Sexpos that we've done. We've done Durban, Cape Town. And, you know, there is still thoughts of actually going possibly back to a Durban or a Cape Town at some stage. But Sexpo is just a cool brand, and I've got a lot of passion for it. I've got a lot of time. I've got a lot of time for the owners of Sexpo as well, because they've entrusted me in really bringing out the best in Sexpo. And giving South Africa some great entertainment at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I have to personally thank you, which I do anyway, but you make my time at Sexpo so easy, and you guys are so accommodating, and I'm really, really grateful, and I thank you, and I really enjoy working with you and the time we spend.
I've based my business being Integrity Promotions, that it's based around integrity. It's based around listening to clients, listening to customers, making sure that we make their journey a lot easier when they're on their show. We understand that you guys are also standing for a long time. There's a lot of pressure when it comes to you guys making sure that the show and your lounge runs. So, you know, if we're not there to be able to support you guys, then what really is the point? You know, we've got the technical guys that run around here to make sure that if there is an issue, we can fix that issue within seconds versus minutes. Because at the same time, when people are paying for a show to be happening, people don't want to be suddenly waiting for something to be fixed or anything like that. So we pride ourselves in being able to come in quickly and actually fix out a problem. Not that we've actually ever had, but when you have those little niggly things that you need to sort out, you can sort it out pretty quick.
Yeah, awesome. Dean, thank you so much, because I know you're so busy before the day starts. So thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
And we look forward to today. We're going to absolutely kick ass today, and I hope everybody enjoys the Let's Expo.
Thank you. I'll see you later in the day.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Bye.
One of the things that we do at Sexpo, besides all of the hype, besides the toys, besides the underwear, so what I have taken to call the porn plastic and panties, which is all the porn, all the vibrators, all the toys, all the underwear, is there's a really important educational component of Sexpo and a really important element of social responsibility. And the social responsibility extends way, way, way beyond simply safe sex, and it extends into what's happening out in the world, in the community, in different aspects of sexuality. And one of the things that we have done for the last couple of years is the Salvation Army has been here. So you think Salvation Army and Christmas and doing things like that, but you guys are doing an amazing campaign against human trafficking. And I actually have a little bit of a personal connection, because my daughter is a copywriter and she designed some of the logos that you have and some of the fonts that you have. So for me, it's kind of a little bit more personal, but I think it's an amazing thing that you guys are here. Now it's time for you to talk. But you have to talk really close to the microphone.
All right, I'll start. Morning. Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah, it is a privilege for the Salvation Army to be here, because we've got a strong message to tell. And human trafficking is a reality in society and in the world and in South Africa and in Johannesburg. And so we bring awareness to those who come past. And if we have one good conversation and save someone out of this terrible injustice, then we feel we have done what we needed to do. With me is Margaret. She's the national coordinator for the anti-human trafficking program for the Salvation Army. And she can give you some good insight.
Yeah, and I'd like that, because we look at human trafficking, and I think for a lot of us, we don't really see it as being a South African problem or it happening in South Africa. It's like always this big thing in Eastern Europe, you know, where girls are trucked across Eastern Europe and people are slaved from other parts of Africa and America, and we don't get to see it as being a South African issue. What is the real situation in South Africa?
It's really interesting, because South Africa is three things. We're a destination country, so we have slaves being brought from overseas, from the SADC countries, into South Africa. We are also a transit country, in that slaves come through our country on their way to various places, but we are also a source country. So we have had slaves taken from here and either taken to different places or overseas. So we have a huge slave population in human trafficking world. We're starting to see some prosecutions coming through. We're starting to see some hope, but it really is really tough. It's hard.
So when you talk about slaves, what are people actually being used for as slaves?
There's a number of things. Domestic servitude is one of them.
And is that still happening in South Africa in a
Hugely.
Big way?
Hugely.
In a slave situation.
Where sometimes they don't even get a meal a day. Sometimes they are domestic servitude in the morning, and in the evening they're the sexual partners for whoever they want to have in their home. We've also got slaves on farms, in the workplace. In KwaZulu-Natal, they just closed down a factory with people being used in slave-like conditions, living in the building, not ever being allowed to get out of the building. All of these kind of things are happening right here in South Africa. The one that I've worked in more is in the sex trafficking world, but I think that if we looked at the international labor statistics, then probably the labor will probably take over sex trafficking eventually.
Wow. And we're a transit country, so people are coming through here to elsewhere. Is that across the world?
Yeah, they come in from... some come in and use us as the buy, you know, the buy country, so that they can sort of get some kind of legitimacy for going to somewhere else. So we've had a lot of Ethiopians coming through us, going to Ireland and going overseas to the UK. We've had a lot of folk coming in from the SADC areas, coming landing in our country, and then from there being dispersed to different places.
Sure. The idea of people as commodity really boggles me.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And in fact, human life, it seems to be getting cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy somebody for 700-800 rand.
Wow. Who's selling these people?
Ah, magic question. Wish we knew. There's a number of syndicates, large syndicates, but there's a lot of small little groups of people. So a group of people get together, they think, okay, we can get some guys from Tanzania, bring them through Mozambican border, drop them off at a place called Nas or whatever, and then from there we can either we sell them, or if they've got relatives in South Africa, we'll phone them and say, for $2,500, you can have your relative back. So it's like opportune stuff happening right now. People are just jumping onto this bandwagon. So somebody's in debt, and the guy says, okay, if you give me a relative, I'll let your debt off. So there's no, you know, you can't put your finger and say, it's the Nigerians, it's the Russians, it's the Chinese. You can't do that anymore.
Hmm. Wow. I don't even really know what to say in terms of this. It must be one of the most horrendous and scary things for so many people.
Well, for me, I think that as South Africa, we need to... One of the big things is we need to recognize the right of a child to be a girl child.
Mm.
We've got 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds standing as prostitutes on our streets. And, of course, they wouldn't stand there if there wasn't somebody buying them.
Absolutely.
So, for me, the human trafficking message really has to get to men. And we need men champions to say, if you buy a child and you're going to prostitute with that child, then you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. We need to put that stigma around that.
Yeah.
So in South Africa, we have got prostitutes from as young as 10 standing on our streets. And the phenomena is changing. We've got little boys standing on our streets now. So who's going to be their voice? And something else I'd like to talk into with our human trafficking situation is we need to start thinking about more exit strategies. How do we get somebody out of this so that they can be reunited with community and actually flourish?
Margaret, I don't have an enormous amount of time this morning because we've got a lot of people to talk to. I would love in a couple of weeks for you to come and do a full show with me on Cliff Central one Friday morning, where we can really talk about this in greater depth. I would really enjoy that. And the word's not enjoy. I would appreciate if we could do that.
We'd appreciate the platform, so it's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the meantime, where can people get more information? Where can they find out more besides coming to Sexpo to talk to you?
Okay, there is a helpline that we have. It's an 08000.
So please give the number.
08000 73728.
And we'll contact you and make a time.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a happy day at Sexpo, ladies.
Intend to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow. And that's the amazing thing about Sexpo, is that it really does cover the spectrum of being human. And some of it is ugly, but it's a part of all of us. So joining us now is a slightly different direction. Grant is doing Naked Sushi. Do you know the proper Japanese word for this, Grant? Because we have used it as a dirty dictionary word in the past, and it is?
Well, excuse my pronunciation, but I think it's Niematori.
That's it?
Niematori?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's the first of its kind here at Sexpo.
So what are you doing exactly?
So we got two portions to our stand. We got a normal sushi restaurant where you can come and order some sushi and some oysters and you can enjoy it for some lunch.
Okay, now you see, that excites me. My darling, I don't know if you're listening to this. My darling's not here.
I thought it was me.
No. Listen, you're a really nice guy, Grant. You are not my doctor. She's in a different category.
Okay.
So, baby, if you're listening, when you come later, we have to come have some oysters with Grant.
Absolutely. On the house as well.
That's so cool. Thank you very much. So, tell us now more.
Okay. So, the other half of our stand, it's called Niematori. So, we've got two female models and two male models.
Yes.
So, what they do, they lie on their backs naked, and we got actually a professional artist to come in. And they decorate the models with banana leaves and flowers and roses and all the different colorful flowers out there.
Yeah.
And on them we place all the different sushi over the naked bodies. So how it works is you come there and you must have a full appetite because it's an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet for half an hour. So you pay your money, which is 495 rand. You get a bottle of champagne as well, all-you-can-eat sushi and oysters as well. And it's more of a social experience. It's nothing dirty. It's nothing.
No, it's beautiful.
Pornographic. It's more body. It's more body art than anything else.
We've done that at various events.
Yeah.
That we've done. We've had naked dessert platters.
Yeah.
We've had naked sushi platters.
Yeah.
And it adds such a special and sensual dimension to the events
sushi is it's a beautiful food. I mean, it's one of the most pretty foods you can get. So you put onto a beautiful naked model, it just elaborates the whole thing. It's fantastic. Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you do this outside of Sexpo, Grant?
This is actually the first time we're running with this idea.
Okay.
So we've actually got a restaurant in Lifestyle Garden Center. It's upstairs from Primi Piatti. It's called Mizu. So that's our sushi restaurant upstairs there. So we're running on the idea now of maybe doing it for corporate events or some stag parties or bachelorette parties and corporate functions, something like that. So we can hire out the venue. You can bring some models and you guys can eat sushi and drink champagne as much as you want all night.
Well, we could certainly do some events there. Firstly, a sex talk and in my capacity through Eros Life, because a lot of people we do events for and they're always looking for something new
and different. Yeah.
So I think it's awesome that it's happening in South Africa because it's real art.
Proper art, yeah.
Yeah,
proper
it
art.
It really is. And it just allows the sensuality of an event to expand into something
different category, different. Yeah. No, I hear you, yeah.
Well,
you're more than welcome to come look at our stand. The models are on from 4 p.m. today. They'll be running every half an hour till 11 o'clock tonight, so you're more than welcome to come have a look and see what it's all about.
So, guys, if you haven't had this experience, you've got to come and have it. This is like once-in-a-lifetime moment to eat sushi off a naked body. Go on, it's awesome. Come visit us at Sexpo.
Amen.
Grant, thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Eh?
Have a wonderful day. And when my darling gets here, we are coming to have some oysters with you later.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we are going from sushi to beards. Now, I don't know how well beards and sushi go together, because you get little drops of rice that get lost in there. So you've been sitting in front of me a few times at Sexpo.
Yeah, you know, it's all about experience.
Absolutely. What is the captain's beard doing at Sexpo?
So, you know what, the captain's beard, we focus on men's grooming, but we're all about the lifestyle. So a lot of guys will ask us and say, guys, aren't the beards more about a trend?
Yes.
I think if you maintain it and you look after it, it's not a trend, it's more about the lifestyle.
Okay, so what is a beard lifestyle? You're going to have to explain that to me very carefully.
Look, a lot of guys will start and ask us and say, what is the length you must go?
Mm.
Where must you grow it? Is it all about the full beard? I think if you even have the 5 o'clock shadow and you have some beard oil to maintain it and have the merge to go with it, and we're all about tattoos, beards, Harley Davidsons. So that's how we're rolling.
Do you have to have a beard to be part of the beard lifestyle? What happens if you've got the tats and the bike?
Luke, we also have a brand called the Captain's Lass, so that's more about for the ladies. So I think the guys without beards will definitely fit in there.
Okay. So one of my favorite TV series is called Duck Dynasty. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I'll watch all of them.
So, the beards is the big thing with the ducks. If you guys haven't seen Duck Dynasty, look it up on the web and you got to watch it.
Have you seen Diesel Brothers before?
No.
It's also
keep a lookout for that one.
Yeah,
I just love the ducks. I think they are really, really incredible.
Yeah, they love it.
But it is a new thing, the kind of whole beard lifestyle and men's grooming in terms of beard. It is a reasonably new trend.
I went to England in the beginning of the year, and we spoke about where beard started, where we are in South Africa, and we realized that we are 29 years behind England. So we have a long lifespan still going in, still coming to South Africa. So I think the whole lifestyle is starting to get into South Africa now.
Okay. Now, interesting thing, because not everybody can grow a beard.
Definitely. We have beard growth that will help stimulate growth, but unfortunately, it's all up to the genes. If you haven't grown a beard for the last 25 years,
fair chance it's
not
going to
happen. Yes.
Okay. So those guys are excluded from this journey.
Look, that's why we say we're more about a lifestyle brand. So the Captain's Beard, we're opening our second barbershop now. So we specialize in men's grooming. So we also have a whole shaving range. So we're not only about beard oil. That's why I say we have a full-on men's grooming range.
Because that's really awesome stuff. I mean, one of my great treats every now and then is to go to a barber and have a proper shave.
Yeah, the
hot
thing
towel,
is...
straight
towel,
razor.
Definitely,
the whole experience.
Definitely. The Captain's Beard, so we focus mainly on the lifestyle, like I said. So we have the Captain's TCB Barber. Mm-hmm. So we're opening barbershops right across South Africa. And there all men can go and enjoy it. Have a cigar, sit with a bottle of whiskey in front of you, and just talk to your barber.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Website, contact details. How do people find more information?
All right, you guys can get us online on www.thecaptainsbeard.co.za, and you can find all our information there. Where the barbershop is, we stock more than 200 stores around South Africa, and there you can get all the details about everybody.
That's awesome. And people can come visit you at Sexpo, of course.
Please come and visit us at Sexpo.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you later in the day, guys.
Cheers.
That's pretty interesting, these bearded guys running around. Everybody's running around at Sexpo. So here's my friend Lindy. You know what Lindy is, guys? Lindy is an expert in sex toys, because Lindy tells me that she has tested almost every toy that's out there. So I guess the first question is, Lindy, do you have a favorite toy?
That would be hard to say. I don't think I can have a favorite. There is an occasion for everything.
Ah, you see. Now, that's a really smart answer, Lindy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because we all want different things at different times.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing at Sexpo?
Sexpo was sprung on us a little. This was going to be something that was going to be more an online thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided, hey, Sexpo's here. Let's come and see what the demand is for our product.
Which are exclusively
or mainly glass,
mm-hmm.
dildos, glass butt plugs, glass tails, all these very fancy little things that you can find.
Okay.
Somehow people seem to be a little bit afraid of glass in South Africa.
Because they think it's going to break.
They think it's going to break.
I will tell you, I have a friend who is a doctor.
Yes.
Working at the Joburg Gym one evening. Has an x-ray that he showed me of somebody who had decided to use a light bulb
as
a toy.
Fantastic. Yeah, I wouldn't go putting a light bulb up any crevice or orifice in your body. The glass is not strengthened. Our glass is strengthened, guys.
And it's beautiful. The glass toys are beautiful.
They are works of art, and you can even get them in the shape of a vegetable, guys, a chili. So mom-in-law or mom comes in, she's not going to know that you've been playing with yourself. She's going to think it's a kitchen ornament. So some really, really nice stuff.
So they really are awesome. And the glass little butt plugs are amazing. They're so smooth. They're really
nice and smooth. And the other thing about them is that girls tend to be a little bit apprehensive with anal play because they're afraid of there being a smell or something there.
Mm-hmm.
And glass does not retain smell.
Mm.
So it stays nice and clean. You can clean it very easily. It's really, really nice because you can heat it and you can cool it. We had one of our lovely ladies from Teasers downstairs asking us if she could cool it because she enjoys a cold butt plug.
Yeah, you can. You can
put them
in the fridge.
You can. You can cool it. I personally don't like them cold.
Well, some
I like
people
them
do.
More heated. Yeah. And then the tails are pretty nice as well, little fox tails. So...
It's a little butt plug with
interesting
a
little thing.
Tail.
This is a tail. Yeah, just careful because when you wear a tail out, people have the tendency to yank on it, and that might not be so pleasant.
Absolutely.
So
which toys stand out for you personally, Lindy?
For me personally, I really enjoy the tail.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy the butt plugs as well.
Could we convince you later at Sexpo to walk around with the tail?
You could convince me, maybe.
Okay,
convince me, and then you'll come take a photo.
Spend some time working on that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, can we put you on the stage in my theatre?
You could.
Oh.
You could. I would do that
for you.
This
is getting interesting. We've used the word interesting in a few conversations the last few days, Lindy.
Because interesting is the nice way of putting it.
Sexpo is fascinating. You guys got to come see the stuff. It really is beautiful. It really, really is. Which of the other toys besides the glass toy stand out for you personally?
For me personally, I really, really enjoy some of the stuff that you have app controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not in control of it. You give your boyfriend or your husband little remote control.
Yeah.
You go shopping and Bob's your uncle because you don't know when that zap's coming.
Ah.
The other thing that I personally quite enjoy is the...
Bob's your uncle makes quite an interesting kind of sit that gets into other realms.
It does, it does. You don't want your uncle doing anything to you, don't you? No. The other thing that I really, really enjoy is the restraints thing, the blindfolds, mm-hmm. the being tied up kind of thing.
Ooh, yes.
But you have to really trust your partner. You can't be being tied up with some strange person and then they just leave you there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Lindy, where do people get more info on the toys that you have?
Well, there will be a site coming up with all the information on there. It's not live at the moment, but it will be live in the next month or so. So you guys can go to www.ladylounge.co.za. At the moment, it's going to give you a under maintenance little pop-up screen, but that won't be for much longer, guys.
Okay, very cool. Lindy, thank you for coming to chat with me.
It's a pleasure.
I think later we might have to call you on some of these things that you have said live on air.
That's fine. I'll be confident. Give me a drink and I'll be fine.
Oh, is that how it happens?
Yeah, that's how it works. You give me some liquid motivation and I'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we can organize something of that nature.
Cool.
I hope you have a wonderful day at Sexpo.
Thank you.
And I'm sure I will see you later in the day.
I am sure you will.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Junkie.
So we are going from sex toys to toys of a different nature. If Douglas would look at me, it would be even better. Because if Douglas would look at me, I could get him to sit his butt down in the chair instead of socializing.
I'm hearing interesting conversations there.
So. As interesting as ours, you think?
Quite close.
Yeah? What was that conversation
Squirting
about?
Competition. Oh. With a double-ended dildo.
Oh. Okay.
I had to wait and, pay attention properly.
Yeah, I would not argue with that.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
So Douglas and I have known each other for a long time.
Yes.
And it's really cool to see you at Sexpo again.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
I've got the bondage lounge.
Oh.
The BDSM lounge.
Yes. You need to put your mouth.
Exhibition level 2. And basically it's where artists just teach some vanillas about the bondage life, the BDSM community.
Which, thanks to 50 Shades, as bad as it is, and we are not going down that road as to how bad it is, because we've done that to death time and time again, there is such a resurgence, there's such an awakening and interest in bondage and different aspects of that.
Definitely, definitely. So what we're here to do basically is answer all questions, provide amazing equipment and toys for them, and teach them a couple of tricks to take home. And hopefully they can be part of the lifestyle from there on.
Okay.
That's how we do it.
And you've got people there to advise people? Oh,
yes, I've got a couple of dungeon masters, a couple of dominatrix women there as well. So it's for everybody.
So everybody. And they can get some really good information?
Definitely get some good information. They can get some tutorials. They can watch if they want to.
So some guys, you're doing demos?
Doing demos all day.
So you can get tied up, you can get tied up. Something feels like. Yeah. And you don't have to go the full
hockey. No. You don't have to.
You can kind of dip a toe in the water.
Just dip a toe into it, find what your kink is, what you like, and from there you develop it and go forward.
Okay. So people can, for example, they can have some ropes tied up on top of their clothes.
Yes. That's one of the fun things to do. Get some rope tied on top of your clothes. We teach you how to do the knots so that they're more sensual, even though it's tied on top of your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Certain areas are definitely more exciting than others.
More exciting than others, so we teach you how to do that, and you can go do it at home to your partner, to your other significant.
How long have you been involved in the bondage world?
I've been involved in BDSM for about 7 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What got you there in the first place?
I was looking for more excitement.
Okay. And you found it.
I found it. The no more wham bam wasn't exciting. So I needed some more sensual play, some more enticing ways to do things without just the penetration.
Okay. And it's still exciting for you?
Definitely. I mean, the advantage I have is I make new toys.
So you get to really explore and experiment.
I get to really explore and experiment. So before I sell it to anyone else, I can really tell you that this works.
Okay.
That's the beauty. But look, the beauty about it is it's a personal thing between two people that you get along with. Mm-hmm. And once you have that consensual agreement, the rest is easy. So you develop the trust and you can basically do what you want.
And it really takes you into different levels of relationship.
True.
Of continuously exploring and expanding.
Yes, it does. It's not just about the pain. People look at it as pain. It's really not.
That's the easiest part, because anybody can pick up a paddle and hit anybody.
Anybody, but that's not it. It's the whole progress to it. The experiment that you go through, the experience that you guys share together.
And the dynamics
and
in the relationship.
The dynamics in the relationship, the trust factor, the thing of I'm letting go and I'm giving you control. And a lot of people don't like doing that. So once you get to learn to do that, it develops.
Yeah, and for some people to take control.
Because
that's fascinating for some people.
Yeah.
And for a lot of to be in that space, in that full present space, allows your partner to surrender. So whether you're a man or a woman, as a dom, it doesn't really matter. You have to be fully present to allow your partner to surrender in that way.
Yeah, and then there are a lot of different aspects to BDSM. So you got to look at people who just enjoy the sensual part of it.
Yeah.
Then you got people who just enjoy the discipline aspect of it. Then you got people who just enjoy the bondage concept. So it's a lot of different aspects to it. You just need to find what's for you and what works for you and your significant other, and that's it.
And that's the beauty of exploring it, is it allows you to go to so many different places within yourself.
Yes, that's true. And and you grow.
Yeah.
You grow in your relationship, you grow as an individual. And it provides you some confidence. And
you have to do that, because one of the single biggest problems in long-term relationships is boredom.
True. That's the thing. So you always have to have something exciting happening. Yeah. You look at a tide differently.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, because it literally is an endless journey.
True. Yeah,
it is. Do you design toys yourself?
Yes, we do.
So it's kind of like it's quite a creative process in a lot of ways.
It is. It's a creative process. And if anyone has any ideas of what type of toys they like, they can always bring.
So you'll custom make for people?
Custom make it, because whatever you do is completely different to what another person does. So you need something that goes with you. So same as outfits and everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A website where people can get more information?
They can get all of me at www.kinks.co.za. Facebook is kinks.kinx as well. Twitter, kinx_fetish.
Thank you. And of course, Sexpo today
and
at Sandton Convention Center.
Sexpo, Sandton Convention Center, exhibition level 2. Big lounge, big toys, big equipment. Come play.
Douglas,
have some fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Johnson. I'll see you there.
I'll be there. I'm around. So we are going from bondage to swinging. Bondage to swinging. Because swinging can be part of bondage, and bondage can be part of swinging. And everybody gets to play all these wonderful, exciting games. And you know, one of the awesome things about sitting here at Sexpo is I get to chat with all my friends, because this is where we kind of meet and we hang out and we play and we chat and whatever. So Yaku and Lisa from Club Rome, good friends of mine. How are you guys this morning?
Morning. Very well, thank you.
That's good. I'm happy. We're at Sexpo. We're chatting. It's a cool place to be. It's an awesome place.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yeah. So Club Rome has a lounge at Sexpo.
We do.
What are you doing in there? Is it like a full-on swingers party and everybody who walks in has to take their clothes off and has sex?
Absolutely not. That's not what swinging is about.
Why not? That's
fine. We wish it was.
No, we're not allowed to go all the way, so yeah.
Ah, so there are boundaries here.
There are some boundaries with us being a sex bar, of course, okay. Because we're in a public area.
Yeah.
However, we do have lots of shows going on.
So what's happening in the
club
right now?
We have girl and girl shows. We've got girl and boy shows.
Big fantasy for so
many
people.
We've got girl and boy. We've got boy, boy and girl. We're doing all of these shows on our Kama Sutra chain, our shadow room, on a massage bed, and in our open area bed area as well.
Okay. Now, the most important thing that you're doing here, besides all that, because that's like the hype-y stuff.
100%.
And everybody wants to see that. There's no question. You know, your lounge, my lounge, everybody wants to see the shows. There's no question of that. So question then becomes, part of what you're doing here is talking to people about swinging, about that lifestyle, how to get involved, answering questions, and that's huge because it's a really important part of being here.
It is. We're doing a lot of that, a lot of educating. A lot of people still have the old-fashioned way of thinking that it's still put the keys in a hat situation, and that's exactly like what you said just now. Walk in, take your clothes off, have fun with whoever's around. So there's a lot of educating still going on, a lot of answering questions, a lot of getting couples who have questions about boundaries, teaching them and explaining to them how to set boundaries. A lot of that going on. And a lot of how to approach each other when you want to engage in the play. A lot of educating on that level as well happening.
Yeah. And that's really important. So what would you say is, in terms of having a first conversation with your partner about swinging, what would some of the elements of that conversation be?
I think, first of all, from a couple, we all need to unlock our personal fantasies, because I'm sure most non-lifestylers out there, that they've got fantasies crumpled up inside them that they're not quite comfortable in sharing with their partners yet, because they're not quite sure how their partner's going to respond. And might think, oh, you're a bit freaky, but in the meantime, his partner or her partner's got exactly the same fantasies, all just bottled up. And it's just to get people just to get communicating, first of all, and just talk about these things. That's the first step.
And then once we've gotten to that point of communicating it, okay, we've got fantasies, her fantasies this, his fantasies this, setting boundaries to the lowest of whoever's the more comfortable.
So no one wants to push anyone safety.
Absolutely. And you don't want to push your partner to do something they're not ready yet, because you are. So you set your boundaries at the lower. So like I always say, there's always someone on the accelerator and someone on the handbrake. Set your boundaries at the lower and discover what those boundaries are and what you're okay with and what you're not okay with, and then from there you can take the steps going forward. And every couple's boundaries will be completely different. There's no two couples whose boundaries will be the same. Some couples, it'll be kissing,
and they keep changing as well.
They do, as
people
we develop and
change
grow.
And grow, some will expand, some will become a little bit narrower, maybe, to
100%.
Create the safety.
Absolutely.
For them,
the safety though again comes in the communication. I'm a firm believer that communication is a key to every relationship, especially in swinging, and actually in all relationships, whether you're swing or not. The communication creates the trust.
Yeah. So sitting with me is my friend Eric from the Gas Comedy Show, whose eyes, I think, are being a little bit opened this morning, being here.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of things that are very expensive, that I really can't afford, that I thought were a lot cheaper.
You mind expensive and cheaper? Have they been new and interesting things?
Yeah, most of them.
Okay. Yeah. So when are you going to visit Yaku and Lisa at Club Rome? We've been having this conversation on and off for a few weeks. We've been sort of testing the waters about it.
What is Club Rome, to be specific? What is Club Rome? Sorry.
Club Rome is a swingers club. And most people, when they hear swingers club, it's like,
oh, you want to play with my wife?
Nah. He doesn't have a wife.
Jokes on you, so I don't have a wife.
So you want to play with mine?
No, thank you. No.
Oh, really?
Wait. Oh, so this is your wife? I didn't know. I wanted wait quickly. Wait, do I have your consent to play with you?
That's well done.
You see?
Well done.
You see? I'm respecting.
You are learning, Eric. That's impressive.
And also because they were talking about this on radio yesterday as well, and they were saying when people join swingers clubs, you need to follow the rules. And some of the rules are, as single guys, you can't just go to a swingers club. But as a single woman, you can go to a swingers club.
That is far from
that
the truth.
That is false.
Is that far from? No, but that's what I'm saying. Some of the clubs have these rules.
No.
Is what I'm heard.
What we do is...
I can go? I'm allowed to?
What we do is, we let in a certain amount of single guys. If you can imagine, we've got... I had this conversation so many times yesterday. We might get 10 applications a day from, okay, like, say, 6 couples and 4 single ladies.
Yep.
And then we get an influx of, like, 50 single guys. Now, if we allow all 50 of that single guys in, it's going to be a sausage fest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some ladies will enjoy
ladies
it.
Who like the gang bang.
And some people just have to give up their asses. So okay, cool.
But then what we do is they go into a waiting list, okay? And if there's couples or singles already in the lifestyle or members that's in the club that know and can vouch for that single guy, they get fast-tracked. And we look at them, and if they misbehave, then we ask them to leave because there is just so many of them around.
Sorry, my comedy brain kicked in. That would be so shit to be like on the short list. And then you're busy that day. Like, yo, do you want to come through to the swingers club? Fuck it, I have to play cricket tonight. Oh,
it's okay.
I
you've
wish
got
I
two
could
months.
Have. 2 months?
You've got 2 months
yeah,
to
but
use
things
your
happen
invite.
In 2 months, man. Oh, to use the invite? So I can just rock up whenever. Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
So once you've got
like
the invite, you've got 2 months
to
use
I might
it.
Just put my name down.
Okay.
I might just.
Can I come and watch?
No, John. You're not allowed to be there. We've had this discussion as well.
I know we
you and Tamar are not allowed to be there.
Oh.
I need to venture into this journey alone.
Okay.
It's just self-exploration,
okay.
Not group with John Kent.
So
I'm kidding. Yeah,
if you do, then you do understand you're going to have to give us a full report afterwards.
Full report.
Full, detailed.
So, like, I walked
report.
In and sipped in some liquid, and I was like, oh, my God.
And what was
started.
The liquid?
Yeah, like, it had a consistency of lube and other
yeah.
mixtures.
Yeah, but then again, that's, like, again, a little bit of a misunderstanding.
Yeah. No,
it's
I'm just messing with you guys.
But, Jonty, since you're not allowed to watch, I'll watch, and then I'll fill in the gaps
okay.
that you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
The pieces you got, I'll fill in those gaps for you.
This
so
is
we'll get it for
now.
Well, pictures? Yes, no?
No pictures.
No pictures.
Okay. Unless they are taken by a member, a staff member,
mm-hmm.
that will ask you, can I take your picture?
And then I'll say no, and then it'll carry on. As
and this
I'm
is how it works
you.
At the club, and obviously with us being a sex bar, no phones at all are allowed. Because you know, I'm
so
sure
no tweeting,
people,
you have to yeah. leave the thing outside.
Yeah, you can tweet later.
What thing?
Oh, so
you
I can be
tweet
like,
later.
About to do this thing, and then afterwards
held.
I did this thing.
We are Ooh. Giving people stamps, so if they want to leave and go watch another show or go for a smoke or go to the loo, they can come back.
Okay.
Yeah. So people are getting stamps as well, so they are open to come and go as they want.
Amazing.
In every way, that is.
Oh. Hmm. Awesome.
Hmm.
Guys,
as long
thank
as
you.
I don't come through penetration.
What's the Club Rome website?
It's www.clubrome.co.za.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
I will
you.
See you guys later at Sexpo.
Awesome.
Thanks for the
see
invite.
You just now. Got to
yeah.
go and play.
Go and play.
See you just now, bye.
Go and play.
Yes.
So now we're going back to behind the scenes. So we've been in front of the scenes, and now we're going back to behind the scenes. Melissa is involved with the building of the actual physical Sexpo show. So that's fascinating because it's like this little city that grows out of nowhere. So there's this big empty hall. And from nowhere, we walk in and we all have a home that Melissa builds for us.
Hello, Jonty.
When do you start building our homes?
Depending on shows, but a couple of days before the event.
Yeah.
Because everything needs to build from the floor up. As you mentioned, it's an empty hall. So we start literally from the floor up with carpeting, then electrics, then all the shower scheme structures, furniture, all of that. So it takes a few days to try and get everything up. Especially when we try and push it so that we are ready in time so that when you guys arrive, everything is up and ready.
So see, if you ever need help at home, you need to phone Melissa.
No, she can organize.
And she's amazing. You phone and literally within 5 minutes, somebody's there. It's not like the other plumbers or electricians or
Ooh.
Handymen. It's like these guys are on the job.
Full day
no call,
walls painted, windows putted, everything.
You name it.
All
these guys do it.
All
these guys do it. Now, you've been doing Sexpo for a while now.
On and off, yes. I have done a few Sex Bass in the past. Previous years, I had other events running, so as then colleagues and so on has taken over. So it's always interesting. It's always educational. Really enjoy, especially the people that you meet in the events industry. So it's a lot of fun and a lot of educational things to pick up in between.
Well, I have to personally thank you because I have a big space here. We have a lot going on with the talks, the workshops, the lounge, and you guys are amazing.
Thank you very much.
In what we do, and you make what we do so much easier.
The most important thing is that it is not just me. I am very fortunate to work with an absolutely amazing team from 2A, as well as all the different contractors, staffing, venues, all of that. We've got a truly amazing team that I've got the honor of working with. So it's not a one-man show. It is definitely teamwork, organizers, everybody behind the scenes. Everybody jumps in and pulls things together.
And how long does it take to set all this up? Because it's like a city that goes up.
It does, yes. Normally it takes anything between 2 to 3 days, depending on the amount of shows, depending on what details involved. But it normally takes about two days to set everything up.
Okay, and to take it down? Because
the breakdown is always an awful lot faster.
Yeah.
Everybody is tired. Everybody would like to go home. So it goes a lot faster.
And it's like sex. Takes a long time. Yeah.
Explodes on.
Very close, yes. Very close. The big thing is just to always keep in mind to have communication running because everybody is in a rush, so accidents and things like that always is possible. But again, I've got a very amazing, responsible team that runs with things and always assist everybody else with the whole process as well.
That's awesome. Thank you for taking a few minutes to come chat with me, because I know that you are so busy, and I know that I will see you later in the day.
We'll definitely do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks.
So here are some other friends of mine. See, it's just like friends and family. Now, I have to tell you, there's a lot of stuff here at Sexpo, and these guys have, in my opinion, the most beautiful and the most exciting stuff that you can buy at Sexpo. So Yaniv and Shayna are with us. Morning, guys.
Morning.
John G. Did you have a good sleep last night?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
We did. You look gorgeous this morning.
Thank you, Jolly John.
Yeah, you're hot.
You know, John G, it's so nice to actually have a conversation with you now. Because going in downstairs and then trying to have a conversation with you, it's so difficult because we're talking to you and you've got your two screens in the background with your massages going.
Oh, we had yonis and cocks on display and it's
at least you can concentrate.
Yeah. You've got to learn to focus on one thing at a time. Come with a little bit of maturity, you'll get there, and I'll teach you grasshopper.
Yes, Shane.
There's an I'm focused.
Awesome. Tell us about Drizzle Jewelry. Where did it start?
Oh, well, it started on a couch, actually.
A lot of things start.
That's where most things start.
You know, we were young and confused about what we wanted to do. Mm. And we were jumping between things from teaching music to real estate to basketball coaching, performing. And we were watching, actually, Spartacus.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to pass the reins to Shayna so she can tell you the rest.
Well, as I said, it's a very Grecian sort of inspired a series, and basically I kind of looked at these women that were adorned with semi-precious stones and chains and that sort of thing, and I thought, you know, that's amazing, but I can't find anything like that. I kind of researched it. I thought, okay, you know, look around, couldn't find anything. I thought, okay, well, this looks pretty amazing. Let's try and make some, and that's what we kind of did in our lounge. We started putting these things together. And, with inspiration comes creativity, and a lot of people seem to love it, so it's absolutely fabulous. And we really do try, I guess, make it, to be able to be utilized by as many people as possible. It's so sensual. It's such an elegant product. And, it's versatile. People, as much as they want to use it in the bedroom, can also use it throughout the day.
The necklace that she's wearing, as you can see.
Would you wear that?
She's wearing a necklace?
Just lift your eyes up a little bit.
Looking at the damn necklace onto her neck, looking a little bit higher onto her face.
Now that you mention it,
the table's a bit of a disadvantage for him.
So I'll explain to you a little bit. It's a necklace, right? It looks like a normal necklace. But in actual fact, it works on a non-piercing noose system that obviously then attaches to the nipples. That way, okay. Again, like I said, during the day, your wife, girlfriend, or lover, whatever,
mistress,
she can go off to work, or you can go on a nice little dinner date, and you know. Maybe you should wear some of our jewelry, and you'll find a little honey.
It's not really a clamp. It's not painful at all.
No.
So just look, what? I had to try
it's
it
like
on.
Attachment, like it just sticks to.
No, it's a noose. It's a little noose.
Oh, so if you can, yeah, almost like a lasso.
It's not gonna work. I barely have nipples. Like
he's got really tiny nipples
like
as
micro
well.
Micro nipples.
And they seem to they stay on that. But you know, we also find that you get like quite, you know, and that's a little secret that you and, you know, your lady can have.
Lady friend person.
It's a much more simple concept than having to dress up in lingerie, because when you know she puts on that necklace, you know what's happening.
You know what's happening.
But we also, obviously, you get a lot of women that are maybe more sensitive in the nipples. So they're like, you know, I'd rather either they want it to be slightly more, you know, tight. Or, you know, we also do some beautiful, gorgeous, like actually you can see I'm wearing this gorgeous waist chain.
I didn't see it, but okay, I'll look again. Okay. Awareness. Guys, stop looking at me like this, man. Like, everybody's looking at me a specific way. Guys, I've seen people before in real life, okay? I have eyes. I'm allowed to look at people. Yeah, okay, you're
just
saying,
keep them in your head.
Okay, I'll sit at my eyes. I'm listening, yes.
Yes. And then, for example, we've done these gorgeous little handcuffs. Now, they look like just standard bracelets that people can wear to work every day. But then it comes with the little naughty chain that at nighttime you can just be like, excuse me, madam, you know, give me your hands over here.
You have the right to remain silent.
Exactly. Making the transition from, you know, just a normal conversation into that special moment much, much easier. So, yeah, it's very playful. And like I said, it really allows, I think, more conservative people to start thinking, okay, well, I can maybe start this way and then open up the gate for everyone else to try a little bit more.
It's beginner, okay. John T. It's beginner.
Yeah. I get it. So my question is, because some of the stuff is beautiful.
Thank you.
When are you going to make stuff for men?
I'm actually looking at that. It's just I'm not comfortable yet to be parading around in it.
Well, there are other people who will do it. Don't put your inhibitions on the rest.
Exactly.
Just because you're not comfortable doesn't mean we can't have the pleasure.
No, but we are in the process of designing it. We're going to look at more or less trying to take from a lot of the African cultures.
Yeah.
So if you look at like the...
leathers and...
No. What's that tribe called again? The Maasai.
Mm-hmm.
Maasai, for example. They've got that body harness necessarily. Yeah. It's made out of all different like reeds and stuff. So we're going to look at something like I tried to make it a lot more masculine. Try and find a way to take jewelry that is elegant and beautiful, but make it masculine for men, obviously.
Because with leather, with copper, with bronze, beautiful things.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you, I mean, even just the amount of men that come through to our stand, whether it's with our evening range that we obviously are showing at Sexpo, or our day range, the amount of men that come up to us and say, you know, when are you going to do something? I love, like, I mean, we even had a gay couple the other day try on an ear cuff and say, like, this stuff is so cool. Mm. So we are working on that. There's tons of exciting stuff. Because we design it like that, you know, it's unlimited. Something that I'm quite excited about, hopefully will be done by October, are little whip necklaces. So again, very versatile during the day. It looks like a normal necklace, it's got like these little chains that hang off the end. And
when you go to Club Rome, you can go visit them first, and they'll give you like some really awesome outfits to help make you more attractive.
You know,
what are you trying to say, John? I'm ugly. Is that what you're saying,
Eric? I never said that.
You said more attractive.
I said more. I didn't say anything about less.
Oh.
I think you're projecting. Just
sorry, I'm kidding. Yeah. Okay. I believe you. More attractive because I'm already handsome as it is.
Well, you know, anything that is you know, drizzled in adornments and jewels and, you know, it looks better.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Two people awesome.
But then, like I said, we're going to have to look for models because, you know, my business partner seems to think that my job is super easy and it's really, really not.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to get dressed up and, you know, I don't know what's wrong with
dressed. I'm just
perfect.
You've got to get undressed.
Well, we want to get you undressed.
I'll take off my top.
Yeah, that's as far as it goes.
Maybe John's you. Would you be a candidate?
Of course I would.
The next photo shoot.
And so would Kyle behind you. Look at Kyle. I mean, he's got the body of a god. Kyle,
okay.
Kyle's up for adventure.
Yeah, we also obviously need, because we need to be able
to. I saw that.
You know, something that a lot of people don't realize, obviously, when making these things, we've got to try and make them for all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
And because that is what makes the world go round. I mean, nobody is always small, or, you know, so. Models in terms of sizing, we're going to have to look at different shapes and sizes. So, Kyle,
from really
you
need
to let us know.
Small.
Yeah, there we have.
Yeah, keep dreaming.
All three stages. Yeah,
Awesome. Guys, what's your website? Where can people find out more about the jewelry?
Well, you can find us on Facebook at Drizzle Jewelry. On Instagram at Drizzle Jewelry, and then also just our website, www.drizzle.co.za.
And of course, at Sexpo at the Sandton Convention Center.
Of
running
course.
Never mind
special.
Buying the stuff online, that's fine. Just come and talk to these guys because they're such cool people.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks, John. We love spending time with you.
Yeah. So have a cool day at Sexpo, guys, and a cool day tomorrow, and I'm sure I will see you in the day.
Thanks so much.
Awesome.
Right?
Have a fantastic day, John.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Did you give them their jewelry back?
I'm not that kind of color, John.
I'm just asking.
He's got it.
I'm just
He's got
asking.
It. He's got it.
I never made I any aspersions. You're just projecting all
the
stuff.
I love the words this man uses.
Because you bought into...
My God.
Because you bought into this. Just because you're a colored artist, you think... See, you're just putting it all
no,
on
no,
yourself.
No, I'm messing with you, man.
Anybody putting it
but
on
I have,
you.
I have this. I have this problem I've realized recently. I go onto the internet to look up words like that, aspersion, and then I end up on Pornhub. Then I'm like, but how did I get here?
I think everywhere you go, you get on
I was on Urban Dictionary a second ago. Now I'm on X videos. This is awkward.
That's it. How good are your Afrikaans?
How good is my Afrikaans?
Yeah.
It's moderately okay. It can get me out of trouble.
Okay. Because mine isn't.
Oh, yours is horrible. Okay, no, I'm okay with Afrikaans. Okay. Don't ask me for big words or to speak quickly, because then I'm still.
You can speak as slowly as.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's rare. Then kind of Afrikaans we will praat.
Lucky my English is good.
There we go. That makes great. It easy. What's Pure Plaisir?
Pure Plaisir is essential boutique for ladies. I focus on couples. And more your Afrikaans market, because everybody knows the Afrikaans community has been brought up very strict.
Yeah.
Been taught that sex is wrong.
Unless
and for me, it is focusing on bringing the fun back into and the pleasure and the romance back into relationships. Especially if you get your older people, 40 plus, they tend to miss each other, and the kids go out of the houses,
yeah.
And then they're
left alone, and there's
left
no
alone
romance
and
no spark.
There's no spark.
Ash.
So my focus is to keep the spark in there, or if they get to a stage where they need help to bring the spark back, I've got a beautiful shop that caters for them. And
but now, you know, there's an interesting thing about the Afrikaans community, because it's one of those, I think the saying is more or less something like stille water. Because a lot happens under the surface in that community.
That is true. And unfortunately, people don't know where they can talk about this. Because in a community, you can't really talk in church or talk to your friends, because it's been frowned upon.
Well,
and
just come see me, because I'm the high priest of sex.
hallelujah. For me, it's about having
worship,
people...
my boy.
It's about... creating a comfortable environment where people can come and talk about anything. And my relationship with my clients are very intimate and friendly. I mean, I've got people that phone me to ask about things that's not even remotely to do with sex. Mm. But because they trust me and they can focus on that, and that is what I do. It's awesome to have a lady coming in there and just been through a divorce and she's broken down, and I can... send her out of the shop with a hop and a step. That's great. And especially to work with couples and see them fall in love and with each other in the shop again. it's an awesome experience for me. Yeah. And then we also cater for the bigger sizes.
That's an important one. Because a lot of the sexual and sensual stuff is for kind of model type bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, you look around you and you see all these girls parading around advertising empty toys clothing. And lingerie. Yeah, but they're all kind of similar. They're more like these skinny little things.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got my own lingerie range, the Peter Plessis range, which go from small to 2XL, and we can actually custom made for you if you're a bigger size. Mm. So that is nice because even your bigger girls wants to feel sexy nice, and that is where we come in and cater for that market. Yeah, so it's. It's a very exciting. I was brought up in the same Afrikaans
conservative.
I actually asked my husband yesterday. I said, "Would you have thought 10 years back I would have taken you to Sexpo, not even saying that I've got a stall there?" And he said, "It's amazing." So yeah, it's been quite a journey. And
so, what triggered? Where did the journey start for you?
I actually started because I've got a passion for marriages, and I think there's a big gap. To save marriages, especially in the sexual part. We know sex is only 10% of a relationship, but if it's messed up, it messed up the whole relationship. And for me, it's just to get the ladies' minds right, because we know a lady's biggest sex organ is a mind. So my whole shop revolves around changing their minds. And getting them to like pleasing their partners again. For men, it's easy. Men love sex as much as they can. And if they can get it with their partner, with intimacy involved, it can be so much nicer.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no, well, I'm new to this. I'm still just trying to absorb everything that's happening here. Because it's something I wouldn't normally do, just walking into like an adult store, and this is like all the adult stores in one place at one time.
Well, I must say my shop, that's why I rather say it's not an adult shop, it's more a sensual boutique for ladies. So men are welcome by appointment, couples are welcome.
Yeah.
So people are very scared to get in there, but as soon as they arrive there, it's soft music and it's lots of feathers and fluff and beautiful. So come and
welcoming environment. Which stall number are you?
I am at stall 38, Peter Plessis Essential Boutique.
Okay, cool.
Super.
Cool. Jonty.
Thank you, guys.
Jonty's like gone. Jonty, are you around? Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Back. It's not my show. I can't just take control, man. I don't even know what to say. This is your home ground, and you are leaving.
But you're sitting here.
I'm spectating, what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're here as a contributor.
Yeah,
so
useful. I'm contributing. Do you not hear me speaking? The English.
Don't fall back on this previously disadvantaged cuck.
Where did I do that? Never. I'm here.
That's it. You are. Hi. And I think it's awesome for you to be here at Sexpo. We've been talking about it for weeks.
Thank you. Yes.
I love this idea of the lingerie and for bigger women because it's such a big gap and I think it's really beautiful. It's really an important thing.
Yeah,
is this the first Sexpo you've done, Lillian?
Actually, this is my second
sex. Okay, you have to put your mouth close to the mic like you're going to give it a big smooch or a deep throat or something. Do you know how to deep throat, by the way?
Yes.
Do you know how to deep throat?
Hell no.
What was that question again? Before the
you've painted that picture.
Yeah, you see, you get distracted so easily, you people. You don't know how to
enter the brain, and you're like, I'm gone.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question was this your
first
one? No, this is not my first. Last year I was my first one, and I was part of the ladies only area, which ended up being a great experience. Having lots of couples there. And just giving people an impression that there can be a shop that's quite classy. I take actually the sleaze out of the normal adult shops, yeah.
And what was the experience like the first time being at Sexpo, seeing that there are so many other stalls offering the similar type of essentials?
I think a success to having a great stall at Sexpo comes with your planning a few weeks before. That I got quite right, so I had a great experience. Hopefully today and tomorrow will be quite a busy time at Sexpo. For me, it's actually just telling people about my shop and getting them there so I can spend time with them.
Awesome, thank you. What is, do you have a website? Where can people find you outside
my website
of Sexpo? Come to Sexpo.
My website is www.peterplessis, so it's like peer pleasure but in Afrikaans, .co.za.
Awesome, thank you, Dylan.
Thank
have
you
a
so
wonderful
much.
Day at Sexpo.
See you guys. Bye.
Yeah, Eric. I'm here. Visit you and find some outfits.
Yeah, I'll go through. I'll take a look. I've been taking a look around. I've
Absolutely.
Seen some. No, when I said expensive things, I saw a gyrating booty for $12,000.
Yeah, did it turn you on?
Would
they let you like test it? Before
yeah,
you take
they
it
gave
home?
Us like finger domes to stick in, and they had like a virtual reality helmet as well.
How did it feel?
It felt real, like the real deal.
Yeah.
Like I was like, yeah, this is an investment, is what it is.
Okay.
More than anything else.
Okay. Yeah. So if they offered it to you, like at a good price, would you buy it?
Not well. Yeah, I think
would
I
you?
No.
How
not
often,
for me.
How
not
often
for me.
Would you
not for me. Not
you
for me.
Lie.
I swear on
no,
my
so
life.
Who would you
I
buy
swear
it for?
On my life.
Who would you buy it for?
My brother.
Your brother.
Because you know you can see sexual frustration in people.
And would you ask to borrow it from time to time?
No. Sharing is caring, but not
so
in
So you
that
wouldn't
sense.
Stick your crock in one of those.
I would, but not. No, wait. How do I there's no nice way of saying this. Okay, yes, I'd buy it for myself, but I wouldn't use it often. Because I feel like that's work. Now I need to use electricity to do this. Now I'm juicing the electricity bill. My mom's like, why are we paying so much this month? Like, no, mom, I was playing PlayStation, like, for long, but I was using a pump that vibrates. Yeah.
Abby, I know you're really busy.
No worries.
Because there's a lot going on. What's your role at Sexpo?
Sure, that's a hard one.
It's like everything.
Correct. When I first started, I literally was the sales manager. But because of my keen willingness to help, I landed up doing pretty much everything. And I've been stuck with the show since 2011.
So you and I have been through a lot of Sexpos together.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We've been through Sexpos in Durban. We've been through Sexpos in Cape Town. We've been through Sexpos at almost every venue in Joburg.
Correct.
Why do you still come back?
There's a vibe about this whole show. It is so different to other exhibitions, and I have had the opportunity to do other exhibitions in between, but there is nothing like the Sexpo. Absolutely nothing.
I can vouch for that. This is new.
This is a real education for Eric. What got you involved in Sexpo in the first place?
I think it was by fluke. I was in the event and hospitality industry, and a very good friend of mine was the project manager before, and she recommended that I do this job, and she said I'd really love it.
Okay.
And I have.
And you've met some fascinating people over time.
Well, but you know, it's actually quite funny because every year, year on year, you realize how many people still have so much to experience when it comes to the sexual world. I speak for myself as well, because in 2011, when my friend told me to do Sexpo, I had serious doubts about it, but you have to experience it and learn about it, because a lot of people are very uneducated when it comes to their own sensuality and sex.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and listen, even me, with all that I know about sex, I am still learning and discovering and exploring more, and that is just so exciting. So think how many lifetimes it's going to take you to even catch up with the rake for the amount of sex you have at the moment, like 4 months
have sex
or something.
Ever.
They always
I'm
say
never
the funny
gonna catch up.
The funny guys get the girls.
They
so,
lied
so
like
what,
so badly.
Where did it go wrong for you?
I don't know. I think I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh. Maybe,
I think I talk my way out of it.
Maybe
like I'm funny on stage, and then they're like, "You're gonna sleep with this guy." And
maybe
then
you need
I
to spend less time
about
with Levinson.
Yeah, no, he's a serious cockblock. He's killing my game.
Yeah, I think that's
I need to kick
key.
Him off the damn podcast.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about being at Sexpo, Ed?
As you say, there's so many different categories that it falls under, and there's education for all the different kinds of needs or queries or fascinations. In fact, today, this morning, I had a call of a gentleman that wanted to come to Sexpo, and he wasn't sure what it was about. And he basically asked me, is he able to ask questions? I said, well, that's the whole purpose of the show, because it's not only for you to come look, but it's for you to come and look and feel and experience and talk about it. Because if you don't know anything, if you're a traveler and you want to go and look for some place and you don't know where to go, you go and ask questions. And if you've had a fascination about something when you were young, now you can make up your own mind with what it is you want to do, you go and ask questions see if it'll work for you or not.
Okay. Absolutely. And that is, it's one of the most important aspects of being at Sexpo. Besides all the hype.
Asking questions.
Yes. And education and normalizing sex and talking about sex. That everybody here, whatever your background, whatever your racial group, whatever, wherever you come from, everybody's here for more or less the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
We have an interest in something sexual sensual. Mm-hmm. You're here just because you're curious, you want to learn a little bit more, you want to watch a show, you want to buy a toy, or you just want to see. So you're just curious.
Mm-hmm.
There's something here for you. And when you walk around here, there are so many sex toys on display. I mean, after a while, you don't even notice them anymore. But it becomes normal. And that's what's so important.
Mm.
That's one of the biggest aspects, or for me, one of the most important things that come out of this. We're all normal.
Absolutely.
So whether you're interested in an anal toy, or you want some paddles and floggers and
vibrating booties,
that's it.
Yeah.
All off.
There is something for everybody, and and we're all normal. Whatever our fantasies are, whatever our desires are, whatever it interests you, you're normal and you're not alone.
And people are growing, because when I first started doing Sexpo, the people were scared of jumpy things that presented themselves in front of them. And over the years, the people are starting to ask more questions. I think in yesteryear, a lot of people were too naive, or they weren't educated, and so for them it's a big eye opener, and it's like a ooh. But when you get used to it, as Jonty said, and you ask questions and you know more or less what it's all about, it starts opening up that world for you of something that you never knew, but you're getting the right answers from the right people at the right time.
And that's important, because even if you look on the internet, you get a lot of bad information on the web.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, you see, that's one of your problems as well. You spend too much time looking for answers on the web.
Who says I look for answers on the web? I Google definitions of words I don't know, mainly.
Mainly. And then you end up on Pornhub.
Exactly.
And that's where you get bad information.
No, that's where, yeah, okay, we'll go with bad information.
There you go, because you cannot learn about sex from porn.
No, yeah, you can't.
So, this is what men learn about sex from porn, that every woman should go to bed with high heels
and
on,
be choked.
And the higher the better. That it's fine to be choked. That nipples are like the dials on a radio. That every woman has multiple orgasms from sheer pounding penetration.
Yeah, no, that's
that it's fine to come all over her face.
No, but
that with no lube or preparation. No, you cannot interrupt yet. That with no lube or preparation, you can just stick your cock in her ass.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Now you can interrupt.
Okay, cool. So, as a guy that has a moral conscience, can I say it like that? Does that sound...
That's questionable,
can I start? Okay, cool. So, as a man of that conscience, is it right to say you can also learn that that is wrong by watching it?
No.
But because... No?
No, because nobody's going to tell you it's wrong.
No, because you're watching the thing and you're like, this looks painful. But and in your mind, you're associating with...
Yeah, but a lot of women are moaning right. And groaning like it's the most amazingly pleasurable thing in the world.
Yeah, but sometimes you
world.
Can tell the difference between and this hurts. Like there's a there's
yeah, but you
a,
have
I've
to
I've
be
seen enough
sorry,
of this to know
the
difference.
Sorry, as the lady here, can I say something?
No, you're not allowed to interrupt.
No, interrupt, please. Help me before Jonty kicks me in the face again.
I agree with Jonty, and I think that looking at the porn gives you a different perspective of what you're supposed to be doing to the woman, and you're not learning the sensuality or the niceness of what you're supposed to be doing to a woman. So he has a young guy who's 13 years old. He's already starting to play with himself. He doesn't know what it's all about, but it's a natural action for a guy to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. There's brain connection to that connection. It's pull and it's liquor. And then you're going to watch porn, and then you see this porn and you're like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
No. But that's what I'm saying in terms of unlearning. So you just take it as me, for example. Like I said, I'm Googling definitions. I end up on porn, but there's nothing happening. I'm not touching myself or anything. I'm just watching the video.
Mm.
And I'm looking at this going, this looks painful. This looks like it hurts.
Yes.
Is that me drawing the line going, this
No, but is not that's what possibly sex is supposed not. To be like.
Possibly
it should be
not.
Something different.
That's awesome if you do that. The problem is, as you said, Abby, that a lot of people, their first exposure to porn because of the digital access that we have is so young. So nobody sits down and tells these guys. So they grow up thinking it's fine to call a woman a bitch.
Just jackhammering.
To do all of the stuff that they see. Okay. That's the problem, that they don't get education in a context to understand that that's fantasy, it's not reality.
It's not real.
And
okay.
Also, some guys would obviously have a conscience and have probably grown up in conservative homes. I myself grew up in a very conservative home.
Same, yep.
So for me to start working at a sex bar, my father was flawed, absolutely flawed.
Out of his mind.
And the thing is, what you can't get out of Google is if you do look at porn, you might have a good brain with a moral background.
Yes.
But then you get people that have potential psychological problems and they look at it and they think, oh, great.
Well, this is the way it should be.
This is the way it should
be. Yes.
So women stand in the middle almost of all of this, wondering when they do meet men, are they a good brain or a bad brain?
Okay.
And it's quite clear when they get approached by a guy whether they take the good out of watching porn or whether they've taken the bad out of watching porn. And the guys don't understand that because they're not educated. So a woman could diss a guy and say, I'm not interested, but purely because she's picked up that he's picked up the bad of what he's been watching.
And the psychological game is serious, man. And when I tell people about this, they don't believe me.
But that's what's really important.
Learn these things, man.
When we can put that in a context and we can really integrate it into ourselves, we'll understand it. We'll see what it is and what it's really all about.
Yeah.
And then we'll see the difference between proper education and the fantasy. And then we'll start to see why we have the relationships that we do, why we have the terrible experiences that we do, as opposed to the most amazing pleasure, intimacy, connection, love, and excitement.
And also, a very important thing at Sex Bay, if you are speaking to somebody that is leading a lifestyle, obviously they're seeing the good out of that because they've chosen it.
Yeah.
So to speak to somebody in that lifestyle or doing what they do, you're getting correct information.
Yeah.
You're not getting distorted information.
Because theirs is through experience.
Correct.
And not through. Yes.
And nobody forces any kind of lifestyles on you. It's your own choice.
It's your own choice, yes.
Yes. So you've got proper information.
Proper inside information, yeah.
And until you have that, you can't make the choice because you don't know what the options and the possibilities are. So we work very much on in terms of the way we think things should be instead of what they could be. So when you do that, you have an idea, which is often very narrow, of what you think a relationship should be, of what you think sex should be, of what you think pleasure should be, and that cuts down your possibilities enormously.
Okay.
So like one of the cornerstones of what we're teaching, for example, is saying get out of the goal. So if all that you think sex is about orgasms, you are wrong. That becomes incredibly limiting because that's what you think it should be.
It's about
and every time you have sex, it should end in an orgasm. Mm. So that's where you go.
Mm. And if it doesn't happen, then it's a feeling of frustration
and there
rejection.
Was a failure. Yeah.
Rejection
and that
as well.
Adds to the layers you spoke about two or 3 weeks ago.
That's it. So for example, when a man learns that he doesn't have to have an orgasm or an ejaculation for sex to be successful, that's where male sexuality starts to change. But you're with a new partner, a new female partner, who doesn't understand that, and she thinks something's wrong with her
because she didn't
make you come, or she's not exciting enough to get you to come, instead of saying, oh, wow, what a beautiful expression of sexual energy
rather than anything else. Also, sexuality or sensuality, call it what you may, is a 24-hour thing. You can't now make a date at a certain time and say, right, now I want to bang you then.
Yeah, it's not a scheduled thing.
Correct.
It happens.
Correct. And
hormones,
if you feel intimate and close with somebody, things happen naturally rather than a forced issue because you have to do it so many times per month, otherwise your relationship's not going to work.
And things are going to start falling apart
like
and stuff.
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so important that, because that's where we really start to learn.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of my big soapboxes, is that we spend so much time learning in life. In our jobs, we're learning all the time. Think That's about true. What you do. You have to be aware of what's happening in the world,
yes.
of what's happening socially, yes. what's happening on social media.
You need to know which buttons not to press.
Yeah, otherwise, you get left behind. Because
yeah.
all the other guys on stage are talking about the stuff that's really current.
Yeah.
So you have to be there. You're learning all the time. You're learning all the time at Sexpo of how to do things. Yeah. Greg, who runs all the technical stuff at Cliff Central, is learning all the time how to do stuff. Palesa, we don't know about because we don't know what she does exactly.
She's just sitting here listening.
That's it. And that's all that she does. And occasionally she gets the songs right. And that's really cool. And we're very happy for that. So the rest of us are learning all the time. That's right. But sexually and in relationship, which is one of the most important parts of our lives, we don't do that. So we think we have the tools to make it work. And then when it fucks out, we have no idea what we did. And there's a very interesting statistic in that more second marriages fail than first.
And I can believe that. Honestly, can.
And that shows that we do not learn because we do the same things again and again and again. And if you learned, you wouldn't do that again.
Correct.
Doing That's the it. Same thing over and over and expecting different results.
That's it.
Pure definition and of insanity.
Correct. And if you, in your job, make mistakes and you get given an ultimatum to either correct what you're doing wrong, and you don't get given a choice, you do what you have to do. Whereas if you're failing in relationships and you don't know why, and you don't investigate it and try and fix it, then you're missing the plot.
Yeah.
You're missing the plot.
That's it. Absolutely.
Abby, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. I know you've got an incredibly busy day with all the stuff going on.
It's lovely to have you guys here, and thank you so much for chatting with me as well.
And I will see you later in the day, absolutely.
All right. And does your audience know what's all happening, or do they know that we do give a floor map, a floor plan, and stage schedules and all that sort of thing?
They know now.
Fantastic. Well, they need to know because there's so much happening and they miss that too. They're so busy Googling at everything.
Focusing
there's talks,
on.
There's lounges, there's workshops, there are shows. And in my theatre of the erotic, if you're in Sandton and you're listening, if you are here in 13 minutes time, you can watch our first show of the day in theatre erotic, which is a live squirting experience. Have you ever seen that, Eric?
Never.
Are you going to come downstairs
yes.
with me and
yeah,
watch
you,
it?
Yeah, you enticed me when you said 13 minutes. I'm like, there's a time limit on this thing. I'm going to go watch.
Yeah, you see, this is the problem with these young guys. They think it's like wham, bam, and everything is over in 2 minutes.
What are you generalizing,
and you don't learn
man?
Anything about the time it takes to pleasure a woman.
Unfortunately, the generalization is because the numbers of the general outweigh the numbers of the educator.
God damn it.
That's the problem.
To educate these people. Look at all these young guys buying alcohol and not knowing things. Hey, it's listen.
Exactly. They're not listening.
Listen.
They should be.
Should be.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
yourselves Abby. When you come. And, yeah, you've got limited time. We've only got till midnight tonight and then again tomorrow. So please get yourselves down here and learn something valuable.
Absolutely.
She said really, enjoy yourselves really until cool. you come.
Yeah.
Very, very good. This has been a lot of fun. Eric, thanks for coming back to chat with us.
Of course.
It's always cool to spend the time with you.
Yes.
And it's cool at Sexpo because we've been talking about being at Sexpo together for weeks.
Yeah. So it's like when you finally get to go see what your friend does for a living.
That's
and now they're just going to show you everything. And then you're going to leave going, I'm equipped now. I know something.
No, just because you watch
survive.
It doesn't mean you know how to do it.
I mean, I can go practice,
but it's a step closer.
Why are you always shunning me, John D?
I'm not.
I'm trying to win at this, and you can't
I'm
keep pushing me on the last box.
No, I want to help you. I've told you that.
I'm going to watch the show. I have, like, how many hours to spare? A few, because, I mean,
few.
I don't have a job and stuff during the day.
So we got time.
I'm going to join you, man. I'm going to do this thing.
That's awesome.
Cool.
So thank you all for joining us and everybody who came to chat with us. I hope you're going to come see us at Sexpo. Come and say hi, because I love meeting our listeners. It's really, really cool. And I can't hear you while I'm talking, Ev. Can't you see that? So whisper in Eric's ear, and Eric will whisper in my ear.
Sharon is here.
Sharon is here.
She's here.
Oh, okay.
She's arrived.
Oh, okay.
She's in the buildings.
Okay, thank you very much. I wish you all so much pleasure. Come visit us at Sexpo. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. CliffCentral.com